Today, we will delve into the prospects for the development of the gambling industry in Curaçao. We will explain what changes are planned in the near future and what current gambling projects with a Curaçao license should do to protect themselves. I would like to point out that the specialists at Private Financial Services are in direct contact with the regulatory and supervisory authorities of Curaçao and have the most reliable information firsthand, as they say. Hello everyone, my name is Nikolai Smirnov and I represent the international consulting company Private Financial Services. And today, as you have already understood, we will talk about the most popular gambling license in the world, the Curaçao license. Over a period of more than 10 years, we have helped obtain hundreds of licenses in Curaçao, and we can help you too. Like and subscribe to our channel, we are starting. A bit of background for entrepreneurs who would like to start their gambling business in Curaçao. And those who are not new to the world of gambling, who are experienced in this particular activity, can skip this segment. For over 20 years, the island of Curaçao has been a haven for gaming projects from around the world. All the largest casinos and betting companies have or have had licenses in Curaçao. The main reasons for obtaining a license in Curaçao are the low entry threshold. The license from this island does not impose strict requirements on operators. It is possible to obtain the license within just a few weeks. By comparison, the process of obtaining a license in Malta has often been delayed for more than a year. Taxes! It's hard to imagine, but there's no gambling tax in Curaçao. Compliance, unlike in many other jurisdictions in Curaçao, will not bother you day in and day out with various issues and unfounded complaints from players, which will help you save money on lawyers and preserve your peace of mind. Payment institutions and PSPs are well acquainted with Curaçao, which allows for the relatively quick opening of settlement accounts and the connection of processing for your casino or betting company. Crypto-friendly. Curaçao is one of the few jurisdictions that has a positive attitude towards crypto in the gambling business. Moreover, you will not need a separate license to accept deposits in crypto. Game providers. Most game providers operate with a Curaçao license, which allows you to integrate the necessary games quite quickly. This is just a small part of the advantages. If we were to consider all the benefits of Curaçao for the gambling business in more detail, this video could easily stretch to several hours. Unfortunately, the Curaçao license also has its drawbacks. In this video, we will not touch on them. But if you want to learn more about all the nuances of the Curaçao license in detail, feel free to sign up for a free consultation with our specialists. They will analyze your business model and help you choose the jurisdiction and license that suit your needs. We license gambling projects in more than 15 different countries. Everyone has been talking about the regulatory changes in the gambling industry in Curaçao for the past few years. During this time, many rumors and inaccurate information have emerged. Progress began in 2020 when, due to the coronavirus, Curaçao sought help from the Netherlands. One of the conditions for providing this assistance was the change in the gambling legislation of Curaçao, which also cast a shadow on the Netherlands. To this day, despite its autonomy, Curaçao remains under strong influence from the Netherlands due to centuries of colonization. In June 2023, the Minister of Finance of Curaçao presented a draft of a new law for regulating gambling, which is expected to be adopted by the end of the year. Later, in August, the Curaçao Gaming Control Board held a session where they stated that the final version of the law would be adopted by mid-2024. However, it is worth noting that the Curaçao Gaming Control Board has broken the long-standing monopoly of master license holders and allowed operators, starting from November 1, 2023, to apply for a license directly from the regulator without waiting for the new law. This news has both pros and cons. Among the main advantages, since previously, many projects unrelated to you could be under a master license, one failed project in the chain could negatively affect the reputation of your company and project. Now, this is a thing of the past. Previously, the master license holder acted as an intermediary between your project and the regulator. It imposed its requirements and restrictions, for example, on the number of subdomains. Now you will have freedom of action within the framework of the law. Also, typically, each master license holder had their own trusted crypto service provider through whom it was mandatory to work, twisting the operator's arms. The speed of interaction, unjustified chains, and restrictions on freedom of action are just a small part of the pain experienced by operators. Reputation. Due to numerous lawsuits and scam projects, Curaçao has a reputation for not being the most reliable gambling license. Many players, payment institutions, and game providers are wary of projects with the Curaçao license. The new regime is designed to improve the reputation of Curaçao, which will open up new horizons and opportunities for operators. It will become more difficult for unscrupulous operators to obtain a license. What are the downsides? The annual cost of the license has increased by approximately 3 times. This initiative is aimed at raising the entry threshold and weeding out fly-by-night projects. The requirements for license applicants and their internal processes are slightly stricter. By the way, at the end of September 2023, an international conference dedicated to the gambling business was held in Curaçao for the first time. Officials once again emphasized that Curaçao has dozens of times more gambling companies compared to Malta, yet the revenue that Curaçao's budget receives from the gambling business is about 100 times less than that of the Maltese treasury. Why and who should apply for a license right now? As I mentioned earlier, official applications for the license will start being reviewed from November 15th, 2023, and submissions can be made starting from November 1st. This means that you can be one of the first to obtain this license. Not a bad marketing opportunity to make a name for yourself, right? Considering that no one has obtained this license for more than 20 years, if we set marketing and PR aside, we actually recommend obtaining this license for the following categories of operators. Beginners, if you are obtaining a Curaçao license for the first time, you should definitely not fall for a sub-license through master license holders. Otherwise, you will have to apply for the license twice, the first time now and the second time after the new legislation comes into effect, and that means additional expenses. For holders of multiple projects and licenses, to protect themselves from unforeseen circumstances due to the new legislation coming into effect next year, we recommend transferring one of the projects under a master license. This way, you will be guaranteed to stay afloat if the transition period is too short. So, who is approaching the deadline for paying annual fees for the sublicense? By paying the fee now, you are more likely to lose part of the money. After talking with many representatives of payment institutions and PSPs, we concluded that most of them will eventually stop working with sublicense holders. If you don't want to find yourself in a situation where your payment methods fail and your bank accounts are closed, we recommend taking action now. It is worth noting that when the transition to this license becomes mandatory, hundreds, if not thousands, of projects will rush through the narrow door. And it's not certain that everyone will be able to get into it, especially in a short time. Therefore, as the saying goes, make hay while the sun shines. Many of our clients are interested in how the process of obtaining a new license will look. To date, we have already received all the necessary forms and the list of requirements for operators from the regulator. We assure you that at this stage, the process of obtaining a master license will not differ significantly from the process of obtaining a sublicense. We have also developed a roadmap for operating sublicense projects. We will make your transition smooth and painless. It is recommended to allocate at least 2-3 weeks for the collection and preparation of documents, provided that you are not new to this industry. After we submit the documents to the regulator, they will have 8 weeks to review the application. So if we submit your application on November 1st, you will receive a new license by January 15th and be fully prepared before the new law comes into effect, ensuring a smooth transition period. I would also like to note that in addition to assisting with obtaining licenses, we can help you with opening settlement accounts, connecting PSPs, launching campaigns worldwide, registering trademarks, as well as other legal services that any gambling project might need. In conclusion, I would like to say that despite all the upcoming changes, Curaçao remains a safe haven for thousands of gambling projects for the coming years. Looking at Malta, where approximately 12% of the GDP is exclusively related to the gaming industry, Curaçao also wants to become a true gambling island, attracting high-class specialists, payment institutions, and international corporations. In the next 5-7 years, we may see a shift towards stricter requirements for substance and the hiring of local specialists, as practiced in Malta. However, you can now confidently and efficiently set up your business right here, easily. If you have any questions, write to me on WhatsApp, Viber, or Telegram, and we will answer your questions. This was Nikolai Smirnov with you, and I wish you high rollers, fewer chargebacks, and a high NGR. We'll see you in the next video. Bye.